Welcome to our Bible study on 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. As always, I am assuming that you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesdays from 5:15 until 6 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall of the church. 1 Peter is one of the seven letters in the New Testament, the others being James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and Jude, known as the general epistles or the general letters. Epistle comes from the Greek word epistale, which means letter. 1 Peter was meant to be circulated among the five provinces mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, which comprise most of present-day Turkey, and was primarily addressed to Gentile Christians as opposed to Jewish Christians, which is suggested by chapter 2, verse 10, "Once you were no people, but now you are God's people." In addition, 1 Peter alternates between affirmation and exhortation. Affirmation in the sense that we are reminded of the good news we have heard, and exhortation in that we are called to live responsibly in the light of that good news. At verse 2, a different term is used to remind believers that they are living a brand new life. Earlier at chapter 1, verse 13 and chapter 1, verse 23, it tells them they have been born anew. But here in our chapter, in verse 2, the word is artegenatos, which with the emphasis not so much on being born again, but on being freshly born or newborn, a reminder that the world of faith is a brand new world for them, and the image of an infant drinking milk, which is both good and necessary. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2, Paul associates milk with immaturity. But here, milk is of the spiritual realm, not of the flesh. In fact, some translations call this spiritual milk. But the Greek word for spirit is pneuma, which can also mean breath or wind. But that word is not used here. Instead, the Greek adjective is logikos, and you can almost hear the word logic, and it's derived from logos, and means reasonable, rightly ordered, or word. Verse 3 reminds us of Psalm 34, verse 8a, "O taste and see that the Lord is good." In verses 4 through 8, the image for Christ shifts. Instead of being like milk, life-giving and good to taste, now Christ is like a stone, a foundation on which we build our lives. But Christ is also a living stone, not static, barren, or cold, but alive. Verse 4 uses two adjectives for Christ as a stone that are typical of 1 Peter's terms for evaluating the worth of the gifts God gives us in Jesus Christ. The stone that is Christ is both living and precious. Verse 4 shows the contrast between human valuing and God's valuing. Humans have rejected this stone as if it were dead and worthless. God has chosen this stone as living and valuable. The stone is also chosen, elect, and Christians, like Christ, are also rejected by humans, their pagan neighbors, but are elected and precious in the sight of God. Christians participate in the life of Christ. Christ is a living stone, and Christians are living stones as well. Verse 5 reminds the believers that they are built into a spiritual house, or to let themselves be built into a spiritual house. Either translation is acceptable. The images pile together. Stones are built into houses, but houses are also temples, and in temples, spiritual sacrifices are offered, likely meaning the shape of the faithful life, a life of holiness. This sentence points to the theme that through Jesus, God has called and blessed a new people, God's household, God's new priesthood. This verse underlines the close relationship between what God has done in Jesus and what God is doing in Christians. Christians are reminded to live out their calling, to be holy even as God is holy. It is not just that believers worship in the house of God. They are the house of God. Verses 6 through 8 lift up the image from Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, which fits beautifully the picture of the household of God. Technically, the way the passage is cited does not correspond exactly to either the Hebrew or the Greek version. In the Hebrew version, they scurry about or away. One who trusts will not panic. In the Greek version, those who stumble will be put to shame. All Christians are living stones, but the cornerstone is Jesus, because the whole building rests on him. The building takes its design from him. No Christ, no building. Two other quotations make a key point. God's faithfulness requires corresponding faith. Those who have faith know that the stone is precious, but to those who do not have faith, the same stone is not a cornerstone. Unbelievers reject it, lay it aside as worthless, and the stone rejects them, causing them to trip and fall. Verse 8 makes clear that faith is not just a matter of believing, it is also a matter of obedience. In verses 9 through 10, the people of God, as the church, have moved from darkness into light. This transition draws sharply on language from the prophet Hosea, especially Hosea chapter 2, verse 23. Two of the children born to Hosea and Gomer were names to symbolize that status of Israel, were named to symbolize the status of Israel's broken covenant with God. A daughter, not pitied, the Hebrew word is lo ruhama, and a son, not my people. Again, the Hebrew is lo ami. Our passage seizes on these two names to signify the status of Gentiles prior to their conversion, but asserts that those who were no people have now become God's people, and those who were without mercy have now received mercy. In conclusion, our passage suggests numerous images for defining the nature of the church and our commitment as those who have embarked on the life of faith. It contrasts sharply life as it once was over against life as it now is. The church, as the people of God, is called into being, not for its own sake, but as an expression of God's mission to the world. There is a responsibility that comes with this identity. The church has a mission. We are to proclaim God's mighty acts. The church does not witness to itself, but to what God has done, is doing, and will do. This concludes our study for today. Thank you for listening. Take care, and God bless.